Daryl, that was a fast, frenetic, entertaining game. Sum up your feelings on the final whistle.
Not good for a manager's heart, is it? Listen, it's about getting the W at the end of the game, isn't it? 2-0 up. They always look dangerous. Good side. Scored a lot of goals this season. Always an attacking threat. But so are we. It's pleasing we're adding goals to our games now, to our attacking play. But character from me boys. I think when you go 2-0 up and you go back to 2-2, everybody's fearing the worst, don't they? But my lads went again. And that just shows the character amongst the groups there. I think that's quite a few points now that we could, well, not even coming back in games, but to go again, to get the winner, delighted with them.
That mental strength, because, yeah, Tranmere pegged you back to 1-1, didn't they? Bolton were ahead at the weekend, but you went pressing for that win, and a lovely winner it was as well. Really nice inviting ball in from Wes.
No, good play. Another goal from the big fella. Nice to have Josh back as well. So, lads that come on have done well as well. So, we've got to keep going, haven't we? You know, it's been a good couple of days for us. Nice to get a few wins on the bounce that I talked about, but we got to reset now, enjoy tonight, and then back to work tomorrow.
For Elijah, who's got the same amount as last season now, he's up to 8 already. Great movement at the near post, as he showed at Prenton Park.
Yeah, no, certainly the big fella's doing well. He's a number of players. I think always goal scorers get the credit, but you look at Kinsella and Bates, his last few performances in the midfield. There's been some good performances from the group of players. And collectively now in the final third in the last few games, we've done what we haven't been doing this season, and that's finishing more of our opportunities.
I feel like I need to single him out again, second game running, but Cameron Norman again, another fine performance, and he gambled in getting that cross in, and you never know what happens, do you? And it was the own goal, wasn't it?
You don't score the goal, do you, unless he crosses the ball? So we've got players. It's not rocket science for managers. When you get players on form, you've got chances to win football games. And when you've got 7 or 8 on form, you've got an even better chance, I think, with this group to win games. So certainly we get a lot of respect from other teams in this division. But I've got to give Oldham a lot of credit tonight. I thought they never give up. They give everything for their shirt, same as my lads. And I'm sure it was a good watch.
You said you've been so close as, you know, turning these points into wins. Do you think your opposite number, Harry, will be frustrated, Harry Kuehl, with the woodwork that they've hit on a number of occasions?
You know, and maybe that little bit of rubber the green along the way helps, doesn't it? I'm sure he'll be disappointed he hasn't got anything out of the game from his perspective. And I think Oldham are a very good side. I mean, that's three teams now we've come to. Oldham's won 4 out of the last 5 before we come here. Tranmere had won 7 out of 8, and Bolton had won 5 out of 6. So we're not turning up against teams that aren't in good form themselves. So you've got to give them a lot of credit. And like I say, they didn't leave anything out there. But testament to my lads that showed that character from going to 2-0 up, 2-2 to 3-2.
And pressing them as well. Sort of early on, you know, you talk about these runs that the likes of Tranmere and Bolton have. Oldham as well. There's no fear, is there? You are going to press them early on and, you know, attack.
Listen, we can get a good high press going at times, and we can set traps and work the press, and we're certainly part of our game that's improving, but we've got loads of areas to improve on. We've got a lot of work to do, but we'll enjoy tonight.
The 8-3 games must impress you. The 8 goals that you've scored in the last 3 matches,
goals win games, don't they? So pleased with that aspect of our game.
Very final question on Zach Jules. Had to go off in the first half. Looked like a hamstring. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. But it's too early to assess. So we'll assess that. Obviously a problem there with a few injuries at left back, so we'll assess and see how we go. But Aidan's come on and done well and settled it down. He's obviously not left footed, but he certainly brings a bit of experience to the back line.